He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the February 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, so far we've had a market that's all over the place, and it's only been open for like, 35 minutes here. We've got, where are we right now? Well, we're about even. The Dow is up 2. The S&P 500 is down 4. To say it's volatile would be an understatement. To say it's nervous would be an understatement. And I've been telling you why the market is so nervous. And as you know, I put up a yellow flag back on December 31st. I think that was pretty good advice. Has the market gotten worse since then or better? Well, we'll talk about that today. The NASDAQ's down 22 right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,009. We've got gold at 1,258. I read yesterday that Peter Schiff is calling for gold to go to the moon this year. Peter, you've been saying that now for several years. And how much money have you cost people by keeping them out of the market? But once again, he's predicting a moonshot for gold. One of these times he'll be right, and then he'll be a big hero. He'll be the man. He'll be the guru. Crude oil is at 97.57. The euro is at 1.35. The 10-year yield bumping up just a little bit. Maybe the Fed is not selling you all those bonds today that they've been selling you recently to unload their position. Oh, they're chock full up to here in the bond market. And they took a beating on their bond holdings that they've been buying last year. And now they're dumping them this year, it would appear. You've got corn at 440. Let's not forget corn. We've always got to give those corn prices. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Gyrations all over the world. That's definitely how you could paint this picture as we sit here today. I was on Bloomberg Radio yesterday on Trader Radar, and she asked me, what do you think? Is the market, the sell-off over? What's on your buy list? Do you think that this is a good buying opportunity? And I said, no, I do not. I said, we had a good year last year at Gunderson Capital Management. We were up 40% on our aggressive growth accounts. We were in the right areas of the market. We were heavily weighted in the small cap arena right here in the United States of America. We had no exposure to the emerging markets in 2013. We had no exposure to the bond market in 2013. And we had no exposure to precious metals in 2013. Therefore, we took advantage of the very best asset classes and we rode them all year long. And then I said on January 1st, January 2nd, January 3rd, somewhere in that time frame, I put up a yellow flag for the following reasons. One was mathematics. I just didn't think that the market was going to repeat the year that it had last year. In addition to that, you've got a lot of people sitting on big profits. And so the mindset of the market kind of flipped from let's make money, let's make money, let's make money to I don't want to lose what I made. I don't want to lose what I made. I don't want to lose what I made. The sentiment on the market plays a big part of the overall sentiment of the world and the economy and how investors act. Plays a big, big part. I said then trouble started to brew in China late last year. The Chinese market dropped 20% in the final quarter of 2013. That's instability to me. And then Latin America started to come unraveled. Totally unraveled and started dragging and sucking other companies, namely American companies, large cap growth companies, which is now one of the worst asset classes to be involved in, which makes sense. Large cap growth companies are more likely to have exposure to Latin America than some of the smaller companies that are immune to Latin America, that have no business in Latin America or no exposure whatsoever to Latin America. And in addition to this, another major factor in my book, which I told Trader Radar at Bloomberg, is the Fed. You've got a handoff of the baton from a Fed chairman who has been a cheerleader for the market. He's been an accommodator. He's been spiking the punch bowl every time it runs dry. And he's kept this market going despite just about everything from the federal government that can be done to kill the economy. Yet the Fed has been a supporter of the stock market because they realize that just the wealth effect has a major impact on the economy. People go shopping at malls when their 401k is going up. People go out to eat at restaurants. They go to movies. They spend money when they feel good about their 401k going up. It has a major impact on us. It's sentiment. Sentiment is a big, big thing, especially in the mind of the consumer. Now, when the consumer starts to get nervous, they pull in their horns, don't they? They tell the wife, you know what? Give me that credit card. No more credit card charges for a while. You know what? Instead of ordering out for pizza, we're going to eat leftovers. You know, it's just that kind of a shift. Instead of going out to the movies, we're going to stay home and watch TV. And pretty soon, it starts to sting your economy. And Bernanke knows that. And that's why he's tried to do what he can do to keep the market propped up, which he's done a good job of. Now enter Yellen, and as I learn more about her, I find out things about her that may not be real favorable. She may be a giant cheerleader of this market also. We don't know yet. But she is a very private person. I just discovered that. No wonder my headline of my newsletter 2 weeks ago was, "Where's Yellen?" Yellen's not out there in the public eye like Bernanke was. The only thing that Yellen has said so far is, call me Fed Chair. Don't you dare call me Fed Chairman or Fed Chairwoman. I want to be called Fed Chair. That's about all she said so far this year. In fact, an article I read used a term for her. She's a bad A. You could fill in the rest. She's a tough old gal. And she hasn't said boo yet. She will be testifying before Congress. And I was asked by Bloomberg, do you think Yellen's testimony before Congress will be the thing that turns this market around? I said, you know what? I don't think you can point to any one thing. I look at hundreds of charts daily, and I can't say that anyone is key. Watching China is going to be critical. I look at FXI every day. Watching Latin America will be critical. I watch ILF every day. Watching bond yields will be important. I watch TLT, which is the bond market, every day. The dollar, UUP. Watching Russia, RSX. Watching the overall emerging market index, EUM, will be critical. Earnings reports will be critical. It's all critical. And I don't think you can point to any one thing that will finally convince me, other than market action, to put the green flag back up. As I put the yellow flag up, things have progressively gotten worse in the market. I have 60% on the sidelines in cash right now. What I do own, I have 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out the door. I have a very, very short leash on anything that I currently own. I got an email from a guy this morning. He says, I haven't looked at my account lately, but I know from your newsletter that you're really worried about the markets right now. Can you just verify where I'm at right now? Well, he has a couple smaller accounts with me, mutual fund accounts, and I just reported back to him. I looked at his accounts. You're 100% in cash, and you have been for a while. I don't know how many advisors out there are protecting you during the down times. I had another lady send me a tweet yesterday. She says, Bill, I just found out about you, and I own a bunch of ETFs. Is it too late for me to sell them, or should I wait until I get even? You know what? The worst philosophy you can have in any investing is, I'm not going to sell it till I'm back to even. There's people from 2000 that are still waiting for their dot-com stocks to get back to even, and they never will. My advice to her, it's better to cut your losses now as opposed to seeing your losses get worse. This is not a time to be real optimistic about the market. It's time to be cautious. Err on the side of caution. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, as you know, we've been very, very cautious as we've tiptoed into 2014 after a sensational year last year. You know, every year in the market is different. You can't point to the stock market almanac and say, you know, this is a second year of a second term president. You know, every year is different and unique. Things come along that you didn't expect. Did anybody expect a major peso devaluation in Argentina? Did anybody suspect major crisis in Brazil? Did anybody suspect the slowdown in China? You know, these are monkey wrenches thrown into the works that change direction of the market, change sentiment on the market. But one thing I would say, I want to just further the discussion a little bit on this I'm waiting to get even mentality. How many gamblers have you known over the years that say, well, you know what, I'm down a couple hundred bucks here at the blackjack table, and I'm going to leave when I get back to even. So you say, okay, well, I'll go get a sandwich while you're winning. Then you come back and visit them, and they're bust. They're down $500. They not only did they not get even, they lost what they had left. It's not a good philosophy to try to get even. It's almost like the revenge philosophy. I'm going to get even with that guy. You know, sometimes you're just not going to get even, and it's better to walk away when things aren't going your way with a small loss than to sit there convinced that you're right and you're going to get even, and then pretty soon you have a large loss. I'll tell you another bad philosophy in the market. If I liked it at 56, I'm going to really like it at 40. Therefore, I'm going to double down. You don't double down on a losing hand. You don't double down when things... Sometimes it works out and it turns around. But for the most part, you don't want to throw good money after bad money. Let me give you an example. Earlier this year, I owned a stock by the name of 3D Systems. It's in the 3D printer business, which is all the rage. It was all the rage. It has been all the rage. It may be all the rage again, but these are very hot stocks to touch. They're like hot potatoes. And whoever gets left holding the bag is in danger of that potato exploding all over them. Well, I made a little profit in DDD. In fact, I have to look at my newsletter to see what kind of profit we ended up making in 3D Systems. It had a little run, and I thought maybe it had, some real big potential, but it started to roll over. And people ask me all the time, what do you mean by a chart that's rolling over? Well, when you get a chance, look at DDD. When it topped out at $97.28 at the beginning of January. I mean, that's about right at the time when the market topped out, isn't it? That's when I put out the yellow flag, because I saw a lot of stocks that looked extended to me. That was one of the reasons for putting up the yellow flag. So DDD tops out. And I've told you before that at any given point in time, I sold DDD for a 42% profit. All right, so I wasn't even waiting to get even. I got out with the money while the getting was good. That's another thing. How many people have you known they're ahead? I don't go to Las Vegas and gamble and this kind of thing, but, you know, when I was in high school, out of high school, we did a little blackjack playing and things like that, and I've known gamblers over the years, and I've known a lot of gamblers that don't know when to walk away with their winnings. Instead, they give it all back. So it's a real art in the stock market, in the housing market, in the collectibles market, in the horse race market, to know when to step away and take some house money. It's important. A lot of people, most people are, their worst asset as a gambler or an investor is when to walk away. They walk away when they've given it all back. That's not a good time to walk away. Anyway, I walked away with the 42% gain in 3D because it was starting to roll over. It broke below its 50-day moving average. It broke its trend line. And many times I've gone through the scenario of stock charts. At any given time, a stock chart is in one of four. Just think of four different scenarios for a stock. Sideways. You can all recognize what a sideways trend looks like. I'm talking over the last year, not over the last 2 days. Sideways. Or, you know, at least the predominant trend. Maybe it's the last 3 months. Maybe a chart's been going up for 9 months and then it starts to go sideways, okay? Or a chart is in a downtrend, and there's lots of those right now. In fact, the dominant chart right now overall in the market are downtrends. And I don't buy downtrends. Or it reaches a peak. It enters into that sideways trend and then it starts to roll over. That is the most dangerous chart of all. And that's what 3D did back the first week of January, and that's when I sold it for a 42% profit. Look at 3D today. 3D is down $20 per share. It's getting absolutely thrashed. Anybody who would have stepped up to the plate and bought that stock after it started to roll over, we're bucking the odds big time. The odds are stacked against you. The fourth scenario of a stock is a stock that's going up, and there's getting to be fewer and fewer and fewer of those. That's another way that I get a good overall sense for where the market is at, by looking at hundreds of charts during the day. And back in late December, I said, there are sure a lot of charts that are topping out and starting to go sideways right now. That was an ominous warning to me. And I started to see a few that were topping out and starting to roll over. Okay? That's the worst of all. And that's when the hairs on the back of my neck stand on edge. That's when I wake up at 3:30 a.m. with a nervous twitch and sweat beads on my forehead. I'm a nervous type. You know, you can add, there's all these phobias. You know, I found out I have another phobia. Besides claustrophobia, which I guess I inherited from my mother, I don't particularly like to get into an airplane. And they shut up the doors, you know, and you can't get out, and sometimes panic hits. Well, now I've discovered I have a fear of going to the dentist, especially after a 3-day root canal. I don't know that I'll ever go back unless I'm in misery. Because the misery I went through with the root canal got to be worse than any toothache. But I also have a fear of rolling over charts. I'm going to look up a name. I'm going to invent it. I'm going to consult with a psychologist. And we're going to come up with a name. Chart-a-phobia something. I get really nervous. And I run for the exits. You better have an exit strategy when things start to get bad before they turn into a 20-point drop. I'm lucky to have walked away with the 42% gain. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What will it take to turn this market around again? To get the confidence back in the market? Like I told Bloomberg yesterday, I don't think you can point to any one thing. It would help to have some assurance from the Fed that they're still back there and they're maybe going to like say, you know, maybe this taper thing, we better back off for now. But I don't think they want to keep buying bonds, in my opinion. I certainly don't want to buy a bond. Why would they want to keep buying bonds with this dark cloud of future higher interest rates hanging over our heads? So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. Maybe Yellen doesn't care about the stock market like Bernanke did. I don't know. Yellen has virtually said nothing. She's a very private person. Let the markets figure it out themselves. It'll all work out, which is probably a better thing than their true markets, aren't they? They're not being propped up by anything or anybody. So we'll see. She'll be testifying before Congress next week. That will add some clarity to the market. I don't see an overnight fix to a major crisis in Argentina. I don't see an overnight fix to a big crisis in Brazil. I don't see the Chinese economy all of a sudden gaining steam. And yet I have things on my buy list. There's things bucking the trend. If we go back to 2008, which I'm not saying this is turning into a 2008, but it could. We definitely have a 2008 phobia. Who doesn't have a 2008 phobia? Who doesn't have a dot-com phobia? Fear of that happening again. We have short memories when it comes to losing money and having bad experiences. Or I should say we have long memories. I'll have a long memory of sitting in the dental chair having a root canal. And I got a twinge in another molar in my mouth, but I think I'll put up with it for a while. I guess I was told I have longer roots than the average person. Now, that's a nice thing. How long are they? Well, when he pulled on my molar, my right foot went up. So they must be really long, and it took a long time. And I think I'll wait to have that other root canal. I'd rather go through a 2008 sell-off in the market than go through another root canal. All you dentists out there, you deliverers of torture. But you know, the tooth's feeling better. Sometimes you got to go through a little pain for some long-term gain. But I don't believe that in the markets. I think when the markets change, you got to change with them. So, you know, I can't point to any one thing. It's going to have to be a combination of things. It's not going to be anything off the a la carte menu. It's going to be more like a combination plate that will turn this market around. In the meantime, I'm happy. Made a pile of money last year. We're enjoying it right now. We've got 40% left in the market. 60% is now in cash. That's the highest level in 5 years. Here's another statistic. The S&P 500, as an entity, ranked against everything else in the entire market, now comes in at number 3,037 out of 3,812. The last time the S&P 500 was ranked this low was right before the November 2012 elections and the fiscal cliff fears. At that point in time, we didn't really know who the next president was going to be, and we didn't know what kind of policy would have. There was a giant vortex out there. So this is pretty bad. We are now ranked as low on the S&P 500, if not a little lower. In fact, I believe this is the lowest rank we've had on the S&P 500 since the bull market began 5 years ago. That's why I have a record amount of cash over the last 5 years. So when I wake up in the morning and I hear that the futures are pointing to a down market, you know what? No big sweat. I've moved a lot to the sidelines, and I established a hedge yesterday. I took a short position in the emerging markets. I bought some EUM, which is up 21 cents today, no big deal. That's about a 1% move to the upside. What is EUM? We talked about it yesterday. EUM goes exactly the opposite way in a one-to-one correlation with the emerging markets. I feel like that's a potential money-making opportunity here. I hate to make money or profit from someone else's pain, but I didn't see the dentist saying, you know what, I'm not going to charge you. I caused you so much pain. It's on me this time. We profit off of other people's pain all the time, right? Any doctor will tell you that. Radiology, it goes on and on and on. So you know what, if Argentina can't get their act together and they keep printing money and doing stupid things, and Brazil, you're bringing on your own pain. You're raping the country. You got people leading the country that are crooks, stealing from the people. Well, you know what? I'm going to make money off of that situation. I don't care what you say. And if it gets worse, you know, then we'll go to the 2-to-1 Latin American index inverse. We'll go to the 3-to-1. And if the financials start to get sucked into this, which they already are, we'll look at SKF, which is breaking out right now. It's twice the inverse of the U.S. financials index. And some of these companies are now being drawn into this whirlpool going down. Speaking of which, Whirlpool's not doing so good themselves. I'm glad I sold it before it entered into a whirlpool, because they have more than 40% of their business is done in Latin America. So all of this, you know, presents opportunities. Yesterday I sent out a tweet, you know, if this thing turns around, I'll tell you what's right at the top of my list, Netflix. Netflix is a powerhouse. If things start to get worse, people are going to stay at home and watch Netflix. It's pretty cheap entertainment. In the overall scheme of things, Netflix has been a powerhouse stock. Let me just show you. And I sold my Netflix. It cuts both ways. I sold Netflix just before because it was rolling over. You can see where it started to roll over. I sold it, and then they reported Blockbuster earnings, and it shot up to the upside. Yeah, you're going to miss some too. But I think erring on the side of caution in a market that's nervous and weak is the way to go. And sometimes you're going to regret it, but it's all it takes is a DDD to sell off big time, and you say to yourself, you know what, I'm glad I erred on the side of caution. Netflix is one of the great stocks of the decade. Look around you. How many video stores are left? I don't know. I can't name one within a 10-mile radius. I don't even know if there are any video stores anymore because of Netflix. Over the last 10 years, Netflix has delivered 28% per year to investors. And Netflix has had its ups and downs. They pulled a big mistake when they doubled everybody's subscription rates. But they've recovered from that mistake. Netflix is a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, a few years back. And it continues to be a best stock now. Over the last 5 years, Netflix has delivered 62% per year to investors. Over the last 12 months, Netflix is up 132%. I currently don't own Netflix. But if you ask me, what's at the top? What's in my queue? What's in my buying queue? Just like I have movies in my queue at Netflix. Netflix is up there. I still like the stock a lot. I also like the valuation of the shares. I have a $725 five-year target price on Netflix. I'm the guy that does five-year target prices. I don't like these six-month target prices. I have a $725. So why don't you buy it, Gunderson? It's got the performance you like. It's got the valuation you like. And it has a powerful stock chart. Well, I guess you'd have to say that there's a fourth piece of the puzzle. And the fourth piece of the puzzle is the overall market. I just don't have a big appetite right now for being on the long side for buying stocks. I have a much bigger appetite right now for looking for opportunities of things that are rolling over until this thing gets better. And this thing may get better in the next few weeks. I don't see the damage being repaired tomorrow, the technical damage, the sentimental damage, and just the fear gauge that has risen suddenly. Now, I've been in this a long time. The fear gauge can turn to the greed gauge very, very quickly. Yellen could do it next week. The International Monetary Fund could come in with billions of dollars for Argentina. There's all kinds of things that can happen on the other side. It's a two-edged sword. Netflix would be one that's at the top of my list when and if this thing turns around. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, this brings into question this whole subject of styles of investing. And there's lots of different styles of investing. There's as many styles of investing as there are styles of clothing at the local shopping mall. I was talking to somebody yesterday who's been in the business for quite some time. We have a very well-known value investor here in San Diego who at one time had $15 billion under management. That's a lot of zeros. But you know what? Value investing has fallen on hard times. And a lot of the value investors were loaded up in 2008 with stocks like AIG and stocks like Ford and stocks like General Motors and stocks like the one that went bankrupt. I'll think of it here in a minute. But stocks that were getting hammered, Countrywide Financial, etc. Lehman Brothers is the one I was trying to think of, and they got whacked. And now that same value manager only has $2 billion under management. Between the losses and people pulling their money from that strategy, $15 billion went to $2 billion. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for value investing. And I'm a firm believer that when you step up to the plate and buy something, you better know what you're paying for it. I mean, you don't just pay any old price at a restaurant, you know. You want to know what you're getting for your money and how that compares to other restaurants in the neighborhood. Are they gouging you? You getting a good deal? You getting a bargain? I'm a bargain hunter like anybody else. So I think valuation is very important. I don't think it can be overlooked. But to go by valuation alone, in my humble opinion, is not the way to go. I think you have to combine it with other factors, okay? Now let's flip over to the opposite side of the spectrum. Three blocks from me, I'm on Broadway in San Diego. That's the main drag, right through the center of downtown. It's the financial district. It's where all the courthouses are. It's where all the attorneys are. They're fighting. You can hear them yelling at each other. Across the street at the courthouse. We've got the federal courthouse next to me. We've got the IRS building behind me. We've got the Superior Court. We've got every kind of courthouse you can imagine, and lawyers toting briefcases everywhere. And fights going on in the hallways and in the alleyways everywhere. That's the nature of the business. But about three blocks from me was a big firm called Nicholas Applegate. They were a momentum performance investing firm. They were at the height of it all. Literally, figuratively, they had the top floors of the most prestigious building in San Diego. First, One American Plaza, which looks over the whole harbor. I'm a few doors down from them. I look over the harbor and everything, but I'm not One American Plaza. I'm in a nice building. They were totally momentum shop. They were lucky enough to sell themselves right at the top to Allianz, the same people that bought PIMCO. And the owners of Nicholas Applegate walked away with a few billion dollars. Now Nicholas Applegate, that momentum investing shop, is a shell of what it once used to be. So there's something to be said. There's a real lesson here. There's something to be said for momentum investing, but it has its limitations. There's not a lot of protection on the downside in momentum investing. And ignoring value and snubbing your nose at value is probably not a very good thing. And on the other side, the value guy snubbing your nose at momentum and performance didn't work out too good. So you have two shops at the end of each spectrum, one value, one momentum. Both have been crushed over the last 10 years, over the last decade. What does that tell me? It tells me that I wouldn't go on either one by itself. Okay, now I'm in the middle. Maybe they'll be talking about me 10 years from now. I don't know. But I do the best I can every day. I'm in the middle. I combine value. I think it's important. And when the momentum's going your way, you want to play it. When the momentum's not going your way anymore, you want to have an exit strategy and do something else. And now throw in all these inverse ETFs that have been invented, and that gives us another tool in our tool belt, another color on our palette that we can go to when the situation dictates. The fourth thing I would say, I heard Jim Cramer say, I'm not a technician. I don't know how to read a stock chart. Boy, to me, the stock chart is the first place trouble shows up, number one, and it's the first place where something good, a catalyst, shows up. So I don't see, and Jim's a pure fundamentalist, and I've seen pure fundamentalists talk stocks up all the way down into the stock graveyard. Fundamentals are swamped when sentiment changes. I don't care how good the fundamentals are of a company. When sentiment changes and fear grips the market, in my book, fundamentals go right out the window and sentiment wins out. So, you know what? I just believe in combining them all. Technicals, charts. That's what got me out of DDD before it collapsed, even though the fundamentals were still good. And I don't believe in buying stocks just on pure valuation alone. Look at a chart. How has it performed over the years? I don't want to hear your Cisco value argument because the stock sucks. It hasn't done anything in a decade. So anyways, you have to decide. The last thing you have to decide, you can be a passive investor in mutual funds, in indexes, and write it up and write it down. That's called buy and hold. And how has that worked out for you over time? Or you can be a proactive investor. You're never going to get out at the top. You're never going to get in at the bottom. But you can flow with the market. And when the market changes, you change with it. So anyways, every individual person has to decide for themselves. You can sit down in the building and be a pure momentum investor with those guys. You could sit with the other guys and be pure value investor looking for intrinsic value. And I don't believe in using technicals only. But I'll tell you the truth, if I were to pick just one, it would be the technicals. But I want to know the fundamentals and I want to know the performance, how it's done over the years. That's how I do things. Anyways, we're pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. Get my newsletter, it's free. Or we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.